Welcome, everybody, to the American Rescue Plan and Act Special Committee for June 6, 2024. We'll start the meeting. Rise for the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Call the meeting to order. Look for the approval of the May 2nd meeting minutes.
Motion to approve.
I just need a discussion or questions. No, we don't need to put a motion. Motion to approve the minutes?
Yes, please.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, abstentions? No, good to go. All right, so we'll go right into the two resolutions we have tonight. Resolution for June 18th legislative session tonight. Resolution 264, providing ARPA funding for implementation of state mandated requirements to have AED equipment at camps and youth sport programs in Ulster County. ARPA Division, Department of Finance, Division of Recovery and Resilience. All right, so this resolution is to establish Ulster County camps for AED equipment for the amount of $250,000. The program seeks to aid youth camps and youth sports, provide funding up to about $5,000 for a newly adopted unfunded state mandate requiring AED equipment and trained personnel to respond to youth cardiac emergencies. Discussion and questions?
I think it's a great program.
I think it's a great program too.
So happy to support it.
I agree with my colleagues on that. The only question I would have is just in regards to, I'm kind of surprised as to the that some of these sports programs or camps that was my understanding that there already was a requirement for this, you know, a long time ago.
Sometimes there's a requirement, but like I could speak out of my own personal, down in Marlboro, our camp for our summer camp requires to have the AED, but we end up borrowing it from like our police department or getting one from the school district or finding one somewhere else to not have the cost to the municipality. So in this case, or in any case, it'll actually allow those camps and those programs to go out and actually get their own equipment and own it instead of borrowing some of that equipment. And I've done that myself. I borrowed it from the school coaching there for some of the youth programs on the off season when we don't use it and we're sharing, which is a good cooperation. But if we could get this money out and have them to own their own equipment, I think it's a little bit better. Plus there's also a lot of implementation for training. So the equipment's there, which is a good thing, but then there's also the training that needs to be done because the equipment needs to be used correctly.
I appreciate the explanation. I wholeheartedly agree with this resolution. I think we've all unfortunately seen instances where AEDs were not present, where potentially they could have saved lives, and I'm confident that if we pass this resolution, that hopefully that a tragic occurrence such as those previously will never occur again.
Yeah, and I agree. And then that's, again, a lot of the time it comes from organizations sharing with each other. So I think if there's, if it's plentiful to have the AEDs out there to everybody and we're not sharing and borrowing, there's less opportunity to be lost on helping somebody. Legislator Lopez.
Yeah, you guys just made that really, really easy.
Yeah.
I appreciate that on behalf of the legislator Maloney and I. I think it's kind of a no-brainer. There's been an increase in heart-related issues and heart-related deaths, over the years, and all of which has been exacerbated by COVID. On a personal note, in 2018, I was diagnosed with hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, which is it's an inherently large heart that causes electrical problems. So it's the number one cause of death, sudden cardiac death in children. So if you hear an athlete that's in great shape and they collapse, lose their life on a basketball court, it's most likely because they had this HCM that I have. So it usually goes undetected until a tragedy happens. And if you're not symptomatic, then and if you do become symptomatic, it doesn't happen until your early 40s. That's what happened to me. So, ironically, my doctor said that it could be my spinal cord injury that saved my life because I was a competitive athlete in high school. So, COVID has only made this a more frequent thing, you know, and it's not really reported much unless it happens to somebody who's, you know, affluent. And I know, you know, it was Bronny James, LeBron's James son. Yeah, they didn't say that he was diagnosed with this HCM, but it speculated that he was. And somebody who has gone through, you know, those the rigorous health, you know, checkups and stuff that he must, just because he is, and it went undetected, you know, just shows how, you know, important something like this will be and how many lives it could potentially save. So, you know, I appreciate all the support for that. And thank I look you. Forward to it getting to the floor. So
sure. There's no value we could put on a life, especially a child's life. So absolutely. We appreciate you guys bringing this forward, and we're glad we were able to help a little bit. Any other questions? Any more discussion? Yes, Nate.
Sorry, can I just ask a question? It's kind of a point of clarification. I just want to be sure for the time we have left in the year and obligating funds. There's two whereases, and I think what this resolution is asking to be done is that the $250,000 might go back to the county used for government services so that we could use it in time with the ARPA funds and then replenish the program with Ulster County funds. And I think there are two whereases about that, so I think that's in there, but it's just a point of clarification.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, that's
I think that's it. Right, that's how I understood it.
Absolutely.
Okay. We good? Okay. Motion to adopt the resolution.
I'll make a motion. I'll second.
Seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Resolution adopted. Thank you. All right. Resolution 265, providing ARPA funding for a commissary kitchen, ARPA Division, Department of Finance. Resolution provides ARPA funds for the construction of a commissary kitchen at the Quality Inn project in the amount of $245,000. The resolution as presented will require an amendment to adjust the funding source upon the adoption of Resolution 264. So what that's saying is, since we adopted Resolution 264, both resolutions were asking for the same money out of the ARPA fund. Since we just passed 264 and assigned that money's no longer there. So we're going to do an amendment. Amber just handed that out to you. So if you want to take a minute to look at that, it'll let you know where we're finding the funds for that now. Instead of going after the water and sewer funds, we just allocated in 264.
So the land bank.
Yes, so on page two, towards the bottom, you'll see it's coming from the land bank. Okay. As you read through that, just any discussion or questions on that?
Yes, thanks, Mr. Chairman. I think that, again, this is another project I think that is, you know, vitally necessary. You know, I think that we need to be making sure that, you know, residents over at the Quality Inn redevelopment site have access to, food preparation areas for healthy meals, as opposed to, a situation where they might not have access to, fresh food and, you know, might be relying on, fast food or something like that, that obviously has, negative health qualities. So I think that this project is going to definitely be of a positive transformation for people it's going to allow them to prepare, healthy meals. And provide a positive, health impact for people that are using this facility. So I think it is most certainly a strong resolution that has a very positive impact. So I'm supportive.
Thank you. Minority Leader Roberts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Is this program a one-year program that's going to need a continuous source of funding, or is it over several years, or?
Well, once it's established, it's not only what Legislator Levine talked about, but it's going to be open to anyone, because this is going to be, it's going to sustain itself under a rent. You rent it. So the food trucks have come in and rent it. Small businesses come in and rent it. So this is the startup money to get the equipment bought, to get the kitchen set in place. And then it'll be run by a, a lady that's going to be running this, and I'm not sure who it was. I apologize for not knowing her name, but we're just putting her in place now. But it's more for an economic development situation. It's going to be open to anyone. Again, rented by people who want to use it. Example, food trucks, small businesses. So with that rental money, we're looking for that to sustain it. But this money here is going to set the kitchen up and get it ready. Yeah, it's the startup. Sustainability will be done through the rental of it.
Thank you, Chair.
You're welcome. Okay. Any more discussion or questions? Okay, so we'll start off. Is there a motion to amend the resolution as presented?
I'll make the motion to amend.
Legislator Lean. Second, Legislator Lopez. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? All right, the resolution amended as presented passes. Now, is there a motion to adopt the resolution as amended?
I'll make that motion.
Legislator Sperry.
I'll second.
Second by Legislator Clinton. Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Resolution's adopted. Okay. To the agenda, forthcoming resolutions. We're getting close to the end, folks. Most money has been allocated. We'll have a discussion, Amber and myself and Legislator Sperry, on what's left, but I don't think there's nothing left. I think it's all been assigned, but at worst, we will get back together during budget time. If there's anything we need to do, we will get together again in August. I will formally cancel the July meeting. We will not meet in July due to the holiday. I don't think there's a reason to postpone it into any other day during that month. So July's meeting will be canceled. And then you will get notified if there's anything to be done in August. But at this point, we're fairly close to the end. So with that, I'll ask for any other new business, old business, or discussion.
Just a quick question, Mr. Chairman, in terms of, I know obviously we probably just have a few more contracts that we're going to have to approve, mm-hmm. but by the end of the year, a few outstanding things. And then I would just ask if you and the rest of the committee feel that it might be pertinent to, I'm not sure if it's something that can be tied into the August meeting, or if we want to do something separate in terms of just making sure, a status report on where we are in terms of making sure that the money that we have obligated is on track to make sure that we're going to be expending it in a timely fashion. Mm-hmm. So before we reach the end of the year, obviously just that's the deadline for obligation. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if there's an appetite for some type of status report, meeting, on some type of timeline.
Well, if that's what you're looking for, I mean, I would defer to Nate. Maybe in August we get together and see where we're at, because again, the example solar putting into lost revenue allows us to have it and not have to expend it by, the end of the year. We've got it in lost revenue. We know where it's going. Laura's been fantastic on getting that out there to the supervisors and to the municipalities. We're starting that process now. I know Marlboro is on Tuesday getting their estimates and engineering reports, and hopefully the other municipalities are doing the same to expedite their process. So from there, I mean, you have anything to say on that? An update type of thing for August?
Yeah.
Chair, your update for July.
So here's my first thought is, I'm working currently on three resolutions for July.
Mm-hmm.
One is kind of technical. I don't even know if it'll go to the ARPA committee, but it's needed just for our own internal functioning. And then two are to handle the remaining amounts for, there'd be two contract resolutions. Again, might not go to the ARPA committee, but we are pushing hard to get those contracts ready so they can go to the legislature for next month.
All right.
And that is what our division is looking at for, hopefully, for resolutions for next month. That said, if it doesn't seem like those would be enough to have an ARPA committee meeting, then absolutely. I think staying on track and making sure obligations happen is really the job currently, and that's what we want.
All I think at this point, if I'm not mistaken, and I could be wrong, most money has been obligated. It's gone, you know, but there's still money. It's after tonight, if I'm not mistaken, the only money that potentially is there would be parks money. You know, that money is the only thing that has, it's been assigned, obligated, signed,
authorized,
but not obligated. Right. Yeah. So there's that money. That's the only thing I believe is left. So if the lack of the commitment that we're not going to do a Parks 3 would almost say that money will end up in lost revenue and that'll clean our slate. So at this point, I think that's the only thing outstanding right now is Parks 3 that we're not going to do because of time. And if that ends up in lost revenue, that'll be the only money that has not been, you know, used.
What about the land bank money that's left over from what we just took from?
That money has been, I can't give myself the words. Go ahead.
The money is in the operating budget.
Yes.
And so the legislature passed a resolution stating with the underlying intent to see it in the budget for consideration to cover the ARP administrative expenses through the budget process.
Got it.
So it is currently available pending future authorization. Got
it. Okay.
Right, so we had already used roughly $750,000, but it's still there in the line item for budget time.
Got it.
And we just grabbed $250,000.
Got it.
So that kind of evens that out pretty much where we need it to be to zero that out. Mm-hmm. Okay. Anybody else? Okay. Look for a motion for adjournment.
Yes, please.
Second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Have a good night.
Thank you.
Thank you.